Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you into Atrium Health Ballpark for the third game of the six-game set between the Augusta Green Jackets and the host side, Kannapolis Cannonballers. Noah Adcock out with you on Green Jackets Radio. We appreciate you stopping by on what was supposed to be a much more precipitous afternoon here in Kannapolis. They were calling for up to 2 inches of rain in the early days of this week. It's been on and off. The rain clouds have been circling for the duration of the afternoon. But as of now, dry, albeit very windy here at Atrium Health Ballpark. And the Green Jackets will look to get off the schneid and cut their three-game losing streak out from underneath them. Green Jackets have put up just one run in each of the last three games. Fell 5-1 yesterday to Kannapolis. Green Jackets committed four more errors. They've now committed 16 on the season and 11 in the last two games. That's the highest total among all of minor league baseball, including AAA, who has an extra six games on everybody, AA and below. Green Jackets running it back today. It's the season debut of Didier Fuentes, 18-year-old righty. Started the season last year as the youngest pitcher in the Carolina League at just 17 years old. Took his lumps at times, but the command was strong. All in all, last season, a 7.27 ERA in 10 games and 7 starts. Around the middle of June, he was reassigned to the FCL and put on the developmental list. So there's been a lot of changes on that side for the Columbia native. And now Fuentes, wearing the number 36 jersey, back with additional experience and ready to take it to Atrium Health Ballpark. For the Cannonballers, they counter with Aldrin Batista, righty who they acquired in a trade with the Dodgers right around the deadline last season. Made 5 appearances for Kannapolis after the trade, a 2.66 ERA in just shy of 25 innings. Two-seam fastball, slider, and changeup. The fastball and changeup pair very well with each other. And it'll be interesting to see for a Green Jacket squad that cut down on the strikeouts mightily yesterday but still has a very high K rate on the year exactly how well the bats can get going. Diego Benitez will get an off day. We'll run through the lineup for Augusta. Isaiah Drake leading off. He'll be the DH today for the second time this season. Has started every game in the leadoff spot at either center or DH. Jace Grady back in right. Luis Sanchez at third. He's in the three hole for the first time. Will Verdung the third hits cleanup back at first base, second game in a row. Robert Gonzalez is in center for the second time this season. Leiker Figueroa gets his first look at shortstop. He's 1-for-8 in this series so far. Cam McGee 2-for-2 with a walk and a steal yesterday. He's up from the 9 spot to the 7 hole playing second base. P.O. Boucher is in the lineup for the first time this week. And Jacob Godman back behind the dish hitting 9th. For Kannapolis, Riku Nishida leading off. Very familiar top six. It's been the same for all three games thus far in this series for Patrick Leland, the second-year skipper of the Cannonballers. Nishida in left. Albertson Asian moves up to center with Matt Hogan getting a day off. Caden Connor out to right field as he continues to show off his versatility. Arcy Hernandez back at shortstop. Ronnie Hernandez had 3 RBIs as the catcher yesterday. He'll be at the DH. Flip-flops with Luis Pineda, who's back behind the plate. Mikey Kane up to the 7 spot playing first. Javier Mora was in the 9 hole playing second yesterday. He'll be at third today. And Wilbur Sanchez gets his first appearance of the week. Sanchez in playing second base as this very position-dependent franchise in the Cannonballers continue to move back and forth. As the Cannonballers take the field in their home whites, the Green Jackets will counter once again in their road grays with the green writing back in the all-black hats, which they wore on Tuesday for the first time. Jackets looking for their first road win. And now we will send it down to the field for the GWC Student Choir performing their rendition of tonight's national anthem. Thank you. Beautiful rendition from G.W. Carter Elementary, and now we are ready to go. Aldrin Batista taking the mound for the first time in 2024. Two-seam fastball can flirt into the low to mid-90s. Very good arm side run. Does have some depth to it as well. He works very substantially to the outside corner against lefties. Green Jackets a good balanced lineup, but with Jace Grady at the two and Drake as the leadoff man, it goes lefty, switch hitter, and right to start off for the K-happy Green Jacket side. Augusta has put up two or fewer runs in all but one game. Offense has not been the best and brightest spot, and we mentioned it's windy. Lord have mercy, blowing straight out to left field. This is going to be a hitter's paradise here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 325 to left, 388 to left and right center field. No official designation on home or dead center. You give it about 400 and 315 with a slightly higher wall out towards dead right field. There's been just one homer in the first two games of the series. That came from Matt Hogan yesterday. Hogan, a late insurance run off of Raven Corona. Augusta, no home runs, just seven extra base hits in the first five games. If you missed the starting lineup when we were finishing up the pregame show, Drake, Grady, Sanchez, 1-2-3. Isaiah in the DH spot today, which means Robert Gonzalez is in center. It's Verdun, Gonzalez, Figueroa in the middle third. Cam McGee up from 9-7. P.O. Boucher in the lineup for the first time this week, playing left, hitting eighth. And Jacob Godman rounding out the order for Winston Sawyer. Green Jackets 2-3. Cannonballers 3-2. Kannapolis a game behind the Fayetteville Woodpeckers for the top spot in the Southern Division of the Carolina League. Augusta, one of four teams in the Carolina that sits at 2-3. Both of the starting pitchers that have gone thus far in Drew McDaniel and Jake Peppers for Kannapolis this series have gone five scoreless. Augusta's one run in both of their two losses against the Cannonballers thus far this season have come on the bullpen side, usually within the final three innings. But hope springs eternal. It's a brand new day, a much higher offensive potential with the wind blowing steadily out to left center field, and Isaiah Drake leads us off, stepping in from the southpaw side. Lefty Drake against the righty Batista, who climbs the rubber from the windup. And at 6:34, the ball's put in play by Dominic Romero. First pitch swing from Isaiah Drake. He pulls off the two-seamer at 93, 0-1. Isaiah 1-for-8 this week, got his first hit at the high A level. Watches one off the outside corner at 82, called a strike by Dominic Romero. Romero had the plate for game one of this series, and both sides, we talked to members of both organizations, it was the biggest and most inconsistent strike zone they had seen in recent memory. Doesn't matter much here. Drake goes down swinging on a high fastball. Three pitches, three strikes, and Isaiah's back to the bench. Defense for the Cannonballers, Nishida, Asian, and Caden Connor across the outfield. Arxie Hernandez and Sanchez are the double play combination up the middle. That's Wilbur Sanchez, Moore at third, Kane at first, and Pineda doing the catching. Here's Jace Grady, waves and misses. Four pitches, four strikes to start off the day for Aldrin Batista. Batista standing high and mighty on the first base side of the rubber, but working out of the windup, steps all the way back and delivers another pitch to the outside corner, 88 on the changeup, which is usually 84 to 87. Fastball 92-95, 0-2 on Grady. Everything's been low and away, back-to-back-to-back left-handed hitters. Batista shakes twice, spins and delivers, and his first miss of the day is a fastball high. Dominic Romero's behind the plate. Perry Swartz is the field umpire. Two-man crew, they rotate game after game. Batista, the pitch. Outside corner, slider, strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs. And with a 6:30 start and the clouds playing in and out, Batista, with that lanky right-handed frame, listed 6'2", 185. He, at his very top half of the body, are in the sun. The entirety of the plate is in the shade here at Atrium Health Ballpark, so the shadows certainly benefiting the pitcher. Luis Sanchez steps in and takes a fastball up and inside. Sanchez at third base today, had a day off yesterday, went 1-for-4 in the series opener. Bautista just 8 pitches so far. 6 strikes, chopped softly towards third base. Tough play for Javier Mora. Fires on and in time by half a step. Bang, bang play. Sanchez slowed down as he got to first base and pays the price. Strong throw from the dependable defenseman Javier Mora. Sends down the Green Jackets in order. 9 pitches, 7 strikes for Aldrin Bautista. Riku Nishida leading off. Didier Fuentes on the mound when we get back on Green Jackets Radio and the MILB app.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. We're home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the...
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Second season with the Green Jackets for the 18-year-old Colombian Didier Fuentes from the right side, facing off against Riku Nishida to start off the bottom of the first. 10 appearances, 7 starts last season for Fuentes. 0-4 record, still looking for his first win at the full season level, and he curves in a fastball at 93 to the inside corner. Nishida's been red hot, 2-for-7 with 3 walks and 2 steals. Highest on-base percentage on the team. Lunges out of danger, puts the elbow in like he's doing the hokey pokey and pulls the rest of the body outside. So lunging in, trying to draw the hit, and no avail. 1-1 on the 5-6 left fielder Nishida. Fuentes from the windup. Nishida shows bunt and then pulls back. The third baseman Sanchez was very deep at third once again. Green Jackets will give up the bunt attempt when left-handed hitters are afoot, usually shifting towards the pole side, but the count's 2-1 on Riku Nishida. Fuentes, a low three-quarter arm slot, gets good movement on all three of his offerings. 2-1 on Nishida. Just upstairs to the undersized outfielder. 3-3. Nishida, not a man you want to let on for free, but he's been on in half of his plate appearances, 5-for-10 in terms of reaching first base or further. 3-1 from Fuentes, and on the outside corner, the count goes full. Fastball 90-93 to start. Took a little bit off that one to run the count full on Riku Nishida. Albertson Asian and Caden Connor wait in the wings. Full count delivery from Fuentes. Chopped right into the dirt and picked up in foul territory by the catcher Godman. Ball died in the muddy batter's box on the right-hand side and finally spun its way past the white stripe. The entirety of the home plate circle, save for the majority of those two batter's boxes and the small right box beside it where the umpire and catcher would stand, are very wet and a little bit muddy. Leftover takeaway from the rain that came through this morning. 3-2 again. Down the third baseline and just foul off the hands of Nishida. Nishida looking to go backside as he so often does with two strikes. Trying to guide that one inside the corner. Nishida born and raised in Osaka, Japan. 2 years at Fort Hood Community College. 1 season at the University of Oregon. Set records in runs scored and stolen bases for the Ducks in the Pac-12. One of the more interesting and exciting players You'll see at this level. Cannonballers have just one of White Sox top 30 prospects, but Nishida's certainly an interesting one. On the ground is short. First chance for Lake Care Figueroa, and he fires, wasting no time. Shortstop defense has been subpar this season. Diego Benitez getting a night off today to reset, and Figueroa sets down Nishida on the 6-3. Defense for the Green Jackets, Boucher, Gonzalez, and Grady across the outfield. Luis Sanchez, Lakeair Figueroa, Cam McGee, and Will Verdung left to right in the infield with Jacob Godman catching. Albert Senesian steps in from the right side and sees a slider on the outside corner at 88-0-1. Asian 1-for-7 with a pair of walks in center field for the first time this series. Back-to-back breaking balls, this one off the outer edge, a ball and a strike. Asian signed internationally with the Red Sox organization and then was cut late in the spring this season. Released and let go, gets picked up by the White Sox. Cued up the middle, past the second baseman McGee. And the first hit of the day is Albertson Asian, who takes a grand turn around first. But pops back onto the first base bag before anything could come of it. Asian staying on the third consecutive slider and spinning it up into center field. Caden Connor hitting. We already saw Nishida and Asian, the rest of the lineup for the Cannonballers. Arcee and Ronnie Hernandez at 4-5 with Luis Pineda at 6. Mikey Kane, Javier Mora, and Wilbur Sanchez rounding out the order. Caden Connor looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-5 in two games in the 3 spot. First pitch, fastball to the backstop. Off the hands of Jacob Godman, who tried to reach to prevent the wild pitch, but it comes true nonetheless. Seems like Fuentes, the young righty, is still trying to confirm where his arm slot wants to be today. He dropped down a bit further on that one and yanked it to the glove side. Asian moves up 90 feet, and he's into scoring position in the bottom of the first. Green Jackets went down in order. Kannapolis looking to send an early lead. Pickoff move to second. Figueroa on the timing play. Snaps a tag in late. Asian is back safely. Outfield is shifted once again against the left-handed hitting Caden Connor. Winston Sawyer's defensive alignments tend to be pretty standard this early in the season. Infielders play to pull, outfielders play in the gaps. Long look of Asian at second. Fuentes fires back in, misses outside, a bit of an overcorrection, 2-0. Long stare in from Didier Fuentes. Pride of Tolu in Northern Colombia. Deep breath and brings it home. Fastball, late swing from Caden Connor. The former Cal State Fullerton Titan allowing the head to whip all the way through the zone and out gazing at right field. Two balls and a strike. Wind has whipped up even further. Out to left center field. Robert Gonzalez in center shifts towards that direction a bit further. 2-1. Change up, speared back off the top of the press box and headed back into the lower bowl. Two balls and two strikes on Caden Connor. Left-handed hitting right fielder today. Had been in the infield in each of the last two games this series. Played first base both of those days. That's Mikey Kane today. Some movement around the diamond with Matt Hogan no longer playing center field. 2-2. Swing and a miss, outside corner with a slider, and Connor goes down chasing. First K of the season for Didier Fuentes, two out, one away. Arcee Hernandez ready to hit. Hernandez 2-for-8, had a triple and a single yesterday, also reached on an error. Came around to score twice by way of Ronnie Hernandez. Hernandez had 3 RBIs, the most by a Cannonballer player this season. Long look at second. Fuentes comes home, and it's cued right back to the mound. Didier Fuentes makes the play routinely. Hat falls off as he flips over to Verdung, but it counts just the same. The one-out single from Asian matters not. Left out at second base after the wild pitch, and on to the second inning. 0-0 early.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.shop.com.
Will Verdung will lead off the top of the second. 4-5-6, Verdung, Gonzalez, and Figueroa. Two righties sandwiching in the left-handed hitting Robert Gonzalez. Will Verdung 2-for-7 with a pair of infield singles in two starts to start off this series. Verdung drafted as a middle infielder. Was a Green Jackets starting second baseman last August. He's been at first base in DH this season. First pitch from Alden Batista is a slider on the inner third, 0-1. Batista looking to hit cruise control early. Three up, three down on just 9 pitches in inning number one and quickly ahead 0-1. Spins from the windup and finds the outside corner with a two-seam fastball, 94. That's about as high as he's been so far today. Verdung hands high in an 0-2 count. Target up and in. Changeup called strike three below the knees. That ball was closer to the ankles than it was the kneecaps. Punched out once again by Dominic Romero, who has drawn the ire of Will Verdung a couple times this series. Verdung's the third strikeout victim in 4 hitters for Aldrin Batista. That matches the total the Green Jackets had in 27 outs yesterday. Here's Robert Gonzalez. First pitch changeup. Gonzalez waves out in front, 0-1. Robert's 1-for-8 this series. Got the start in right field yesterday and went 0-for-4. Change up, cued toward first base. Circled around by Kane. Flips over to Batista covering. And Batista makes the catch for out number 2. 5 up, 5 down for Aldrin Batista in his start to the day. Lakehair Figueroa will look to throw him off balance. 14 pitches. That's all. We talked already about how the Kannapolis starters have been fantastic this season and this series as a whole. Aldrin Batista off to one of the best starts out of all 3 of them. Lakehair Figueroa fouls the first pitch sinker off his body. Figueroa at the shortstop position today, hitting in the 6th hole. Aldrin Batista adjusts the shorts and comes home. Slider waved at 0-2. Batista just 20 years old on his second organization. Third season, first full year of pro ball. Career 2.53 average. 0-2 on Figueroa. Batista steps and deals. Fastball called strike 3 off the outside corner. Batista's getting help he does not need, but he's getting great frames and punch outs aplenty. 4 Ks, 6 outs, 6 batters on less than 20 pitches to start off the night. He's faced the minimum. Green Jackets have their work cut out for them. Ronnie Hernandez will lead off when we return.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Didier Fuentes, barely a second to breathe. Just 8 pitches to get through the second for his counterpart, Aldrin Batista, and Fuentes is back out to work. 18-year-old righty facing Ronnie Hernandez for the first at bat of inning number 2. Hernandez, the left-handed hitting DH tonight. First pitch swinging on a slider, fouls it towards the Green Jackets dugout on the third base line. Hernandez and Luis Pineda have rotated, alternating between the backstop and designated hitter positions. Two of the three catchers on this opening roster for the Cannonballers. Two-seam fastball high and outside, 1-1. Juan Gonzalez, the 23-year-old backstop out of Miami, is on this roster as well, but has not appeared yet in a game. Sinker to the outer edge from Fuentes, finds the corner on Hernandez. Ronnie's 1-for-8 with 3 RBIs this week, all coming yesterday. Very productive at the plate in the 5-1 wing for the Cannonballers. Fuentes slows the arm down on the slider, makes the count 2-2. No score, bottom of the second. Green Jackets have gone down in order, just 17 pitches for the starter for Kannapolis, Aldrin Batista, to get through 6 batters. Tipped into the mitt, long swing, strike 3 for Fuentes. Down goes Ronnie Hernandez. Second punch out for Didier Fuentes. Not doing it quite as efficiently, very few could, compared to Batista. But it's all about the end result. Fuentes has 4 outs and 5 batters and no runs so far to his ledger. Here's Luis Pineda. Pineda stands deep in the box from the right-hand side. First pitch swings at a slider, 0-1, but below the knees. Fuentes was a DSL All-Star in 2022, bypassed the FCL entirely last season. Slider chopped to short. Another chance for Figueroa. Plenty of time on the money. Fires right to the chest of Will Verdung. 2-up, 2-down. He was the youngest pitcher in the Carolina League last season. Youngest player in all of single A at 17 years old when the season started. Fuentes will turn 19 years old some point this summer. June 17th to be precise. So very young for the position still. Despite being a second-year player, here is Mikey Kane. Kane, first pitch, swinging, fouls a fastball back, 95 on the radar gun. That's the hardest pitch from either arm tonight. Fuentes, very exciting if he can put it all together. 50 strikeouts in 44 innings in the DSL. Kays went down slightly last year as Kane waves at a high heater once again at 95, 0-2. The walks were as low as they were in the DSL, so the command is strong for Fuentes. Certainly something to dream on. Fuentes, the 0-2. A little bit too high this time. Ball one. Mikey Kane at first today after back-to-back ball games in which he's been at the hot corner. Slides across the diamond from third to first in game 3 of the series. 1-2. Slider chopped towards third base and picked up in foul territory by Luis Sanchez. Finishes the play just in case. Short hops it into the mitt of Verdung. So if nothing else, getting a nice little rep to the arm side. Green Jackets continuing to work on that defense. They took an abridged BP today. First time either team has been able to hit on the field with the rainy conditions this week. But the Jackets took about half of their BP time dedicated solely to infield defense. 1-2 again to Mikey Kane. Fuentes delivers. Chopped back to him. Knocked down on the glove by Fuentes. Fires a sidearm throw on to Verdung for out number three. Second consecutive frame that ends with Fuentes getting the out himself. We are scoreless with just one hit between the two sides through the first two frames. After two, Green Jacket 0, Cannonballer 0 on GJ Radio.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Jackets back to work in the top of the third. Cam McGee leading off against Aldrin Batista, who's thrown 17 pitches and 15 strikes in his first six batters, facing the minimum with four Ks, all but one of which has been on three pitches. Four strikeouts, two looking, two swinging, and Cam McGee, the second baseman, steps in to start off. McGee 2-for-2 with a walk yesterday. First pitch to the seven hitter. He sees a slider on the backside corner. Scouting report was to just essentially force a mistake from Aldrin Batista, and so far there has not been one to take advantage of. 0-1. Batista comes home, dropped the arm slot a little bit there, and fires the fastball in at 92. McGee, it looked like he was asking for time of some sort. Conversation at least with Dominic Romero. Regardless, the count is 0-2 after the foul ball. Batista working with pace, climbing right back on that rubber. As soon as the ball's in play, the 0-2. Inside, ball one. Went for the slider at 87. Off the inner edge on Cam McGee. McGee, a year each at Arizona State and Washington State, was drafted out of the ladder. Split time at second and third base for the Green Jackets upon getting drafted. Waves at a changeup, strike three. Got him chasing off the outside corner. 5 Ks, 7 batters. In the perfect start for Aldrin Batista. Batista's in a groove. Somebody has to knock him out of it. Here's P.O. Boucher to try. Boucher gets his first start of the series. Came off the bench watching the last two games. Check swing. They'll appeal to first, and he did not go, says Perry Schwartz. Schwartz gives a nice look despite not having a great angle. Pitch to Boucher, doubles up on the changeup. This time, Boucher can't hold back. 1-1. Boucher holds the hands low, tucked behind the left ear from the left side. Back-to-back lefties to start the third against Batista. Chopped on the ground to second base, backing up Sanchez just a little bit, but he fires on, and Wilbur Sanchez in his first chance puts away Boucher. One batter away from a perfect start and a perfect first trip through the order. Here's Jacob Godman, the catcher. Godman was 0-for-2 with a walk in Tuesday's game. Did not appear in the morning affair yesterday. It was an 11:05 start for an education day. First of five such games the Green Jackets will have on their schedule, including two at home. Godman sees a slider low and away. Jacob Godman, 1-for-5 this season with a walk. Has 2 starts behind the plate in the 5 games, splitting time with Alexander Martinez, who has 3. 1-0. Fouled back by Godman on a long, slow swing. Godman deep in the box on the right-hand side. It hasn't been the velocity alone that's assisted Batista in 8 straight outs. It's been the movement and the location. Slider just off the inside corner. Catcher Pineda shakes his head a little bit. He thought he had that one. Now an appeal from the dugout. Looked like it was the pitching coach Blake Hickman asking where exactly that one missed. Romero says inside. 2-1. Below the knees. This time Romero starts to come out of his crouch, but then heads right back down and says the count is 3-1. Godman out of Oral Roberts holds the two-tone black and red bat high above the all-black helmet. Looking to be the first base runner of the day for the Green Jackets. 3-1 pitch from Batista is dropped. It was right off the corner, but the ball not being caught clean by Luis Pineda prevents any framing attempt, and the Green Jackets do have their first base runner of the ball game. Godman on out of the 9 spot. It flips over for the leadoff batter, Isaiah Drake. Drake steps in from the left side, struck out swinging on 3 pitches to begin the day for Batista. Was a sign of things to come for the righty. Out of the stretch for the first time, and Drake is late 0-1. Two-seam fastball with both run and depth, just diving away from the bat of the lefty. Pick over, hits off the helmet of Godman and gets away towards the first base dugout. Godman will slide in safely at second. That will go down as an E1. Batista gets called for the error, and that could have gotten even further. Ball ricocheted off the back of the helmet at first, it looked like, but now Godman's limping away, and you wonder if it caught something else. Regardless, it took a much more substantial bounce and had more velocity on the redirect than you'd think if it caught a fleshy body part. Godman's at second after a walk and an error. Green Jackets looking to strike first for the first time this series. 0-1 to Drake. Slider popped up our direction on the first baseline. 0-2. Isaiah dropping the hand slightly, making the count 0-2. He's seen 5 pitches. All 5 have been strikes. Batista takes a look at the runner Godman at second. Deep breath, high leg kick. And misses outside with the changeup. Batista very bouncy on the mound. 20-year-old, as soon as he gets the ball back, goes to the hat, the glove, the ball, the hat. Leg bouncing back and forth. 1-2. Misses just inside. Drake thought it was strike 3. So did everybody else. Batista was already on his way to the dugout. Isaiah had nearly thrown his head back in disbelief, but it's 2-2. And now it's Kannapolis' turn to voice their displeasure with Dominic Romero, who has not made many friends this series. Counts 2-2 on the Green Jackets DH. Slider off the outside corner. Pineda trying to bring that one back to the edge. That one a little further off than the previous pitch, albeit on the other side. Blake Hickman up on the front step of the Green Jacket, the Cannonballer dugout. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drake's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. Batista looking to put him away. And he will with a fastball on the outside corner. Isaiah goes down swinging. 2 Ks in each of the first 3 innings. That one took a bit more effort. Godman with a walk for 2 outs for the first base runner. Batista now at 35 pitches through 3 innings. Took 17 to get through that one. We head to the bottom of the third. Fuentes and Batista locked in a pitcher's duel.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans all season long.
8-9-1 against Didier Fuentes, Laura Sanchez, and Nishida.
Invites you to
going
show
against
off
the 18-year-old righty. No runs, no hits, no errors. The Green Jackets left on their first base runner of the day thus far after a two-out walk from Godman in the top of the third. For Kanapolis, no runs, one hit, no error, and one left on Albertson Acia as the only hit of the day for either team, a single before being stranded in second base in the first. Javier Mora made his debut against the Green Jackets in yesterday's game after missing the Tuesday affair, went 0-for-4 with a strikeout, was at second then at third today, and takes a first pitch fastball above the letters, called a strike by Romero, 0-1. Mora showing that versatility, takes a slider just below the knees, but for a lot of these young players in the position variation, you want to figure out exactly where they'll specialize the best. So they'll play a lot of different locations. Chopped off the plate and picked up on the plate. Plate's in fair territory. Dominic Romero says that's foul. Jacob Godman asking for a bit of an explanation. Looked like it might have caught the ankle of Mora, and that would, of course, have deadened the baseball. Had it been fair, Mora didn't run, so it would have been an easy tag and a 2-1 assisted. Instead, it's 1-2. Popped up to second base. McGee is called off by Figueroa as the ball hooks towards shortstop, and Figueroa makes the catch for out number one. Fuentes has set down six straight after giving up the one-out single to Albertson Acian in the first. Here's the last man to bat for either team, Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez swinging from the right side. Our first look at Wilbur of the day and of the season after not playing in the first two. Sanchez, the all-time Kanapolis Cannonballers games played leader. He's been here a while. Takes a first pitch slider outside. Sanchez just 22 years old. Bounced between Winston-Salem and Kanapolis last year. 1-0 from Fuentes is high. Ball two. Sanchez's career with Kanapolis, a 184 hitter. And this is 225th game with the team. Walks and steals the name of the game. And he's ahead 3-0. You never want to walk the nine hitter, especially with a guy like Nishida on deck. But Sanchez especially is a man who can make you pay. So far this season, Sanchez 1-for-4 in two games with three strikeouts, two walks, and a stolen base. 3-0 is called a strike. Sanchez was out of the box and looking to convince Romero it was a ball before the pitch even got into the mitt of Jacob Godman. Tried to sell it, no dice, 3-1. Fuentes from the windup, fouled back first time today. Wilbur Sanchez is swinging. Sanchez out of Caracas, Venezuela. One of six Venezuelan-born players on this Cannonballer roster from 3-0 to 3-2. Here's the payoff, downstairs, ball four. Fastball in the dirt, backhanded by Jacob Godman. Second base runner, first walk issued today by the righty Fuentes. Fuentes will be piggybacked by Adam Shoemaker. It'll be his second appearance. He went four scoreless in the season opener. Shoemaker has shown that it doesn't really matter who he's backing up. He can be effective. That was Garrett Bauman who he had in the opener. Bauman starting tomorrow. Riku Nishida, batting with one out, one on, takes one on the inside corner. Riku grounded out to short, and Lakehair Figueroa to start off the Kanapolis half of the ballgame. Figueroa spun nearly behind the base at second, narrowly staying inside the lines on the shift limits here in single A. But ready for the double play. Runners leaning at first base just so slightly, so Wilbur Sanchez draws a pickoff from Didier Fuentes. And back with a dive ahead of the tag from Wilver Dung. Rodong standing in front of the bag at first. Close enough he can put a tag on if he needs, but also protecting for a potential bunt. Nishida does bunt, pops it up on the third base side, foul territory, and Godman's not quite able to get there to catch it in the air. Nishida's been looking to bunt seemingly all series, hasn't gotten one down. He's either pulled back or fouled it off in every conceivable opportunity. But with the third baseman, whether it's been Figueroa or Sanchez like it is today, playing away from the line, it's there for the taking. Less likely to happen on 0-2. This is where Nishida shortens up, pokes to the opposite field. 0-2, Fuentes, a check of the runner at first. And on a delayed steal, the runner goes. It's fouled off into the third base box. Nishida swinging nearly when the ball was in the glove. Those quick wrists from the left-hand side, able to spoil so many pitches. He struck out just one time in five games this season, hitting .381, highest average on either team. Fuentes, a long hold, comes home. And punched up over the press box once again. 94-mile-per-hour fastball on the outer third. And Nishida able to stay alive for at least a pitch more. The goal is four innings for Fuentes, but the goal is also 60 pitches. Fuentes at 43 pitches, 29 strikes, been in the zone more often than not. Fouled away again. Nishida just spins off of 94. With Batista and Fuentes looking as strong as they have and the two bullpens being successful so often this season through five games. Limited sample size, but still impressive. Feels like the first to score will have a massive advantage. Slider fouled away again off the top of the netting down the third baseline and into the seats. Three straight foul balls on an 0-2 count. Fuentes seeing that pitch count matriculate a little bit higher. Nishida has not pulled a ball, but for one ground out this weekend. On the ground pull side, McGee to second for one. Figueroa throws on and not in time to get the speeding Nishida. Nishida can fly, and he showed it there. Beats it out to prevent the double play. McGee had to wait back on that one. They had a little bit of side spin. But on the 4-6 fielder's choice, Sanchez is retired for out number two. Nishida takes his place speed for speed. Here's Albertson Asian. Asian, the only man to hit safely for either team here in the bottom of the third. Nishida with a big lead already, shortens up slightly as he was off before Fuentes had even come set. Slider in the dirt. Godman stops it and comes running out just to make sure Nishida's aware that he has the ball. Asian hitting just .143 entering today, was working his way slowly up the line, 3-for-21, now 4-for-22. Just goes to show this early in the season. Average goes up by nearly 40 points from one swing. Slider hit deep into left center field. Breeze not blowing as hard as it had initially. Boucher in front of the warning track makes the catch for out number three. Not a bad swing from Albertson Asian, but a little bit out in front, and Nishida is stranded at first base after three. We are scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. And you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green. Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Top four from Kannapolis, Green Jacket 0, Cannonballer 0 on GJ Radio. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Didier Fuentes and Aldrin Batista are going toe-to-toe. And although the numbers slightly favor Batista, it's zeros in each half inning for both parties. Now the second time through the order, we'll see if either offense can spark a flame and put a couple runs on the board. Grady Sanchez and Verdung, 2-3-4. Left, right, right, or switch right, right, hitting from the left side against Aldrin Batista. Grady struck out swinging from the left side in his first at-bat. Batista steps off and then steps back on. Jace Grady, 3-for-11 on the season, 1-for-4 on Tuesday. Quarter swing, didn't threaten the zone, no need to appeal on the slider low and in. Batista working very fast, whether it's a ball or a strike, slows down a little bit more after back-to-back misses, and that one nearly caught the kneecaps of Jace Grady. Lunges away as the ball short hops the back wall. Short light blue padding all the way from dugout to dugout, and then nothing but net. So a ball likely to die if it hits there. Just something to keep an eye on. 2-0 off the outside corner, ball three to Jace Grady. Green Jackets would love to get the leadoff man on for the heart of the order. Grady runs well, hasn't gotten a chance to show it much this season. 3-0, taking all the way. Two-seam fastball to the inside corner at 92. Grady out of Dallas Baptist. Popped in the 11th round of the draft, the start of day three last July. Takes one on the inside corner, slider at 82. Floating its way to the inner edge, and the count's back full. Grady in right field tonight, facing the right-hander Aldrin Batista. Batista, a long step back, comes home, and popped up towards the press box, and once again off the top roof, and back down into the concourse. Nice play by a fan right below us. Grady will see the seventh pitch of the at-bat. 3-2 again. Check swing. He went around. Grady gets punched out by Dominic Romero. The emphatic nature of the punch out means it might have been on the location, which would be more worth monitoring as that ball looked inside. But regardless, it's the seventh strikeout in 3 1/3 for Aldrin Batista. 7 Ks, 10 outs. Here's Luis Sanchez. And a good job by Batista to fight back from 3-0. First pitch slider popped up behind shortstop. Play is made routinely by Arxie Hernandez. Took 7 pitches to put away Grady. That threatened to mess with the pace that's been put forth by Batista. But luckily for him, 1 pitch, 1 out for out number 2. Here's Will Verdung. Verdung struck out looking to start the second on a ball below his knees. Batista spins and delivers. Fastball called a strike. Will Verdung the third, 2-for-8 this series, counting the K. Struck out once in each of the 3 games played. Batista steps, spins, and misses inside. Brought himself a little too far down the rubber. He goes tiptoeing back onto the mound as he makes the catch on the return throw from Pineda. Count 1-1 on the Green Jacket cleanup man. Slider called a strike on Verdung. Verdung, just a wry smile and a shake of the head. Thought he held back well on a pitch that he believed to be both low and outside. Romero says it was neither. Ball and 2 strikes on Verdung. Pitch popped up down the right field line. A little bit late, well hit. And into the pavilion-style seats, and one hops onto the concourse. Bobbled around by a fan, and the play is made. So far, solid Thursday night crowd, adequate at least, braving what was thought to be elements, but has been nice overall. 1-2 again. Inside, ball 2. Two-seam fastball started on the inside corner and ran towards the back hip of Verdung. Count even at twos. The pitch to Verdung. Slider, strike three. Two Ks in all four innings. Eight strikeouts for Aldrin Batista in four hitless frames of the Green Jackets. Augusta going back to work defensively. Fuentes back out to face 3-4-5 for Kannapolis' order when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Fourth inning of work for Didier Fuentes. Three innings, one hit, two Ks, a walk, and 48 total pitches. Now facing Caden Connor, the three hitter. He'll see 3-4-5. Connor, Hernandez. In the bottom of inning number four, still scoreless in the first pitch fastball, thigh high. Connor just watching 0-1. Caden Connor struck out swinging for the first of two punch outs on the day from the 18-year-old Didier Fuentes. Fuentes nearly finds the outside corner, but a little bit too far beyond the zone, according to Dominic Romero. Count even at 1-1. Fuentes looking to build upon a very introductory season last year, where he split the time between the FCL and single A. Slider waved at 1-2. Spent most of the season in which he was 17 years old and was reassigned the day after his 18th birthday back down to the FCL, where he did not appear. Two-strike offering, changeup below the knees, evens the count at twos. We mentioned it was a matter of time. Raindrops starting to fall, and we'll see how quickly and how long they last. Counts 2-2. Fuentes has it fouled back by Caden Connor. Connor's 0-6 this series, but does have an RBI on a sac fly. Wind's picked up out to center field, so it shifted slightly. Fuentes' jersey rippling as he comes home on the 2-2. Lined out to short, Figueroa does not have to move. Makes the catch at waist level for out number one. Arcy Hernandez steps up with one out in the bottom of the fourth. Grounded out to the pitcher in his only at-bat so far. Arcy Hernandez is 2-for-9 with three punch-outs, triple and a single. First pitch slider fouled back. Looked like that one actually got over the second deck and onto the concourse somewhere. Wind is rifling at various intervals. Gusts up near 35 miles per hour. Chopped towards third, right along the line, picked up in foul territory by Luis Sanchez. 0-2 on Arcy Hernandez. There's been rain all up and down the Carolina coast over the course of today back home. The Masters day one was supposed to kick off today, but they got a delayed start with flash flooding over the course of the morning. When we get into both the Carolina League Tour and the family dinner of the Braves affiliates, you'll see there's been more than the fair share of cancellations already this afternoon. Two-strike pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Three pitches, three strikes, and Arcy Hernandez goes down chasing a high fastball. Third punch out on the day for Didier Fuentes. Here's Ronnie Hernandez. Ronnie, the DH, hitting from the left side, left, right, left this inning, and he's late on the fastball. Came in at 93. Good arm side run from Fuentes on the three-quarter release point. Slider, three-quarter swing, just an uncomfortable at-bat so far for Ronnie. Indecisive, and the bat just loftily waving through the zone. 0-2, Fuentes delivers just outside. Fuentes speeding up the time in between pitches slightly, got himself into a rhythm, and when Ronnie didn't take the time out, tried to expedite the pressure to no avail. 1-2, Fuentes to Hernandez. Cued towards third and back wide of the third base coaching box. Patrick Leland just lets it roll. Hernandez stands slightly open from the left side. Slider hit on the ground towards short, past a dive of Figueroa. And there's the second hit of the day for Kannapolis. Ronnie Hernandez is 1-for-2 on the day. Two-out knock in the fourth. Fuentes now at 62 pitches. Adam Shoemaker just now getting into the bullpen for Kannapolis. He'd been going for a little bit of time, but there's somebody else that's been throwing before then. Here comes Winston Sawyer to the mound, and he will make a pitching change. That 60-plus pitch count, a lot more effective when you have an 18-year-old, kid gloves for sure. We'll step away and tell you all about the new one, Will Silva, when we get back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
3 2/3 of scoreless baseball from Didier Fuentes, but a 60-pitch limit was reached. And so after the two-out single from Ronnie Hernandez, we turn over to Will Silva, the righty out of Miami, making his second appearance. Worked a scoreless ninth in the loss on Sunday against the Fireflies. First pitch slider catches the top of the zone on Luis Pineda. Silva fastball, cutter, sinker, changeup, and slider, five-pitch mix. Missed all of last season recovering from Tommy John surgery. Good to see him back. And it's put on the ground to shortstop. Figueroa goes the easy way, fires to McGee, and two pitches get the job done for Will Silva. Effective in what he needed to be. The Bulldog gets it done and strands a man at first base. Scoreless through four. Kannapolis and the Green Jackets locked in a pitcher's duel.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like
Yeah, yeah.
Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah.
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Aldrin Batista is rolling, four innings, no hits, eight strikeouts. And as the rain picks up further and further, we'll see how long the umpires want to let this roll. Perry Swartz and Dominic Romero in a 0-0 ball game, continuously keeping an eye on things. Robert Gonzalez, the lefty center fielder, leads off the top of inning number five. First pitch swinging, lined right to the first baseman, Mikey Kane. He goes down to a knee, makes the catch. And pitch number one is out number one. Gonzalez is now 0 for 2 after being in front of the slider. Here's Leiker Figueroa. Figueroa struck out looking to end the second. Batista's faced the minimum with the exception of the one walk. Still hitless. Figueroa thought he might try to break that up with a bunt, but he pulls back as the sinker finds the inside corner. Third baseman Mora was very deep. Now he comes back to just behind the third base bag. 0-1 popped up. Shallow center field. Second baseman out, called off by Arxie Hernandez, and Hernandez makes the catch for out number two. So this will be the first inning in which there are not multiple strikeouts from Aldrin Batista, but he still gets two outs on two batters and does so on just three pitches. Batista's now at just 52 pitches through 4 2/3 efficiency at a maximum volume. Cam McGee's up. He struck out swinging in the third. McGee takes a changeup, 0-1. Cam 3-for-7 on the season. This is his third start in five games, all of which have come at second base. Takes fastball outside. Arm drop down a little bit more there. High three-quarter release traditionally from Aldrin Batista, but at times he's dropped down a little bit more. 1-1 on McGee. Slide back. McGee down to his final strike to work with. Count 1-2. Batista looking to go five hitless. Pitch to Cam McGee. Cued down the left field line. Inside out, but Cam stays alive. Fastball at 94. And only now is there action in the Kannapolis bullpen. Tommy Vail's going to get going, the left-handed arm. Adam Shoemaker is not in the pen for the Green Jackets. Chop back to the mound. Batista's there. He'll fire on to first for out number three. Halfway through, Green Jacket 0 and the Cannonballer 0.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar. Highly rated by fans like you. WellStar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Will Silva facing 7-8-9, first full inning of work for the former Miami-Dade College product. 3 seasons at the JUCO ranks before being drafted back in 2022 in the 15th round. Silva will see Kane, Mora, and Sanchez. And home plate umpire Dominic Romero spent a good portion of that break between innings talking to the grounds crew and getting a feel on what's going to happen here. The wind and rain are still strong, at least for now. Mikey Kane grounded out to the pitcher in his first at-bat. Takes a first pitch sinker high at 91. Silva working purely out of the stretch, even with nobody on. Finds the outside corner with a slider. Silva will mix a 5-pitch arsenal in to varying degrees of usage. Fastball, cutter, and sinker, along with a changeup and a slider. At the fifth and final offering. Hard hit to third. Off the body of Luis Sanchez. And rolling away. We'll see what the call is, if that's hit or error. They're going to call that an E5 on a sharply hit ground ball. It'll be the 12th error of the series. The 17th error of the season for the Green Jackets. Silva's okay with the call. Not sure if Sanchez feels the same way. That was bodied up by Sanchez, but not close enough for him to make a throw. First pitch in, and it hit him. Javier Mora likes to crowd the plate, and he gets what he was looking for there. Sinker runs in and finds the body, and the first two men are on to start off the inning in the fifth. Now Shoemaker throwing in a hurry. We thought Silva might just be used as a bridge the same way LJ McDonough was in the opening series. Get one out and then go to your piggyback arm. Opt to try to go back out with Silva for the fifth. An error and a hit by pitch. 2-1, nobody out. Here's Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez shows bunt. Both corner infielders were in ready for it, but it's fouled back. Sanchez walked and then was out on a force out in third. No runs, no hits, an error for the Green Jackets. No runs, 2 hits, an error for the Cannonballers. Pitching has been dominant in the name of the game so far. See if Sanchez is bunting again. He is. Pulls back. Called a strike on the outside corner at 91. Silva finds the corner, makes it 0-2, and Sanchez calls timeout. O-2 on Wilbur Sanchez, the 9-hitter. Nishida and Asegan wait. Doesn't get easier from here. Not bunting and just high. Slider a little bit above the top of the zone. Third baseman Luis Sanchez on Wilbur Sanchez. Still in. Now he'll back up behind third base just in case. He had been protecting for the 2-strike bunt. Silva comes to a stop. Cued towards second base. McGee circles. Only play is at first. And he gets Sanchez by half a step. Cam McGee was playing towards second base. That one off the end of the bat was spinning away from his body. Able to circle and make the throw. But after 2 unsuccessful sacrifice bunt attempts from Wilbur Sanchez, he gets the job done regardless. Kane up to third. Mora up to second. 2 men in scoring position, and Jacob Godman out to talk with Will Silva. Nishida and Asian is where Patrick Leland and the Cannonballers want to see their lineup in this type of situation. Bottom third of the order do their job, put 2 men in scoring position in less than 2 outs. Nishida's grounded out and reached on a fielder's choice. Stands deep in the box from the left side. First pitch from Silva on the ground. Through the left side, base hit. 1 run will score. The throw into the cutoff man as Mora stops at third. But the Cannonballers are on the board with the RBI single from Riku Nishida. Nishida comes through, going to the backside, just punching it that direction. Nishida's first RBI of this 2024 season. Gives the Cannonballers a 1-0 lead, and that will be an unearned run charged to Will Silva. Men at the corners for Albertson to see it. First pitch misses high and outside. No, called a strike. A late call from Dominic Romero. And zone continues to get bigger. See if Nishida wants to be in motion. Take away the threat of a double play. Not going. Slider, check, swing. He did not go on the appeal out to Perry Swartz. He's out at second base. Swartz having to be positioned over in front of the second base position to the right of the second base bag. Trying to protect for calls at all potential eventualities. 1-1, Silva to the belt. Slider in, and he got a C-in in the ribs. Albertson, a C-in, caught that one right in the rib cage. Second hit by pitch of the inning, and the bases are loaded. And time called. Still no Elvin Nina. Green Jackets' usual pitching coach, missing just one series over the course of the entire 132 games. But this week, Nina's where the rest of us want to be. He's working security at the Masters. He's got himself a bit of a better gig. So we got the Braves roving pitching instructors doing a piecemeal pitching coach by committee for this series. And one of the many new faces is out to talk with both Will Silva and Jacob Godman. Bases are loaded for Caden Connor, who struck out and lined out to shortstop. Take a look around the Carolina League for the teams that were actually able to get into action. Fredericksburg was rained out. The Fred Nats are the highest octane offense in all of minor league baseball right now. Even the Norfolk Tides can't really compete with what the Fred Nats have done. But the rain, the only thing that can slow down the Freddies. Fred Nats are 5-0, but they got rained out in Lynchburg today. First pitch to Caden Connor, a cutter misses outside. Delmarva and the Mudcats, or excuse me, Down East and the Mudcats also got rained out. Out in Zebulon, so four of the 12 teams not playing in the Carolina League. Salem up 3-0. On the 0-5, Delmarva Shorebirds in the top of the third. Connor on the ground to second base. Backhanded by McGee. Bobbles, and he can't get the play anywhere. Cade McGee couldn't get it out of his glove. Everybody is safe. Should be a fielder's choice. Unsuccessful. No error. Hard to tell. We'll wait for the call. Mora scores, Nishida to third, a C into second, and Caden Connor is on. It's not a hit regardless. We know that much. It's either a fielder's choice or an error. So it's not a hit in the book. First pitch called a strike on Arcy Hernandez. The only thing up for debate is, one, the Green Jackets' fielding percentage, but also if it's a fielder's choice, Connor gets an RBI. If it's an error, and the first E4 of the season for Cam McGee, then there's no RBI to the credit of Caden Connor. 0-1 on Arcy Hernandez. Cued towards short, Figueroa to McGee to Verdung at first, and maybe one batter late, but the Green Jackets do turn it 6-4-3. So the runner is erased, the double play is turned, but the Cannonballers strike twice. Two runs in the bottom of the fifth, and after five hitless innings, Aldrin Batista is back out to work, now with a lead for the first time.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. And you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m.
Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Top of the sixth, Green Jackets now trailing 2-0. And there is a big old zero in the hit column for Augusta up on the digital scoreboard in right field. We'll continue to keep an eye on it. So right now, the Green Jackets trailing 2-0. They've been held scoreless through five in each of the three games this series. Aldrin Batista back to work, and a first pitch changeup misses low to P.O. Boucher. Lefty Tommy Vail throwing in the bullpen, but Batista defending his no-hit bid for now. And it will stay for a little bit longer. A roped line drive from Boucher right at Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez drops down to a knee to make the catch. A hard hit out number one. Going back to the scoring issue on Caden Connor, they have incorrectly called that a hit. As we mentioned, it's a fielder's choice or it's an error, but it's not a hit. So we'll see how we need to get that one changed. Slider called a strike on the nine-hitter, Jacob Godman, who is the only Green Jackets player to reach. He walked, advanced to second on an error, but then was stranded. Lined into the left field corner, and that's down for a base hit. The Green Jackets are hitless no more. Godman rolling into second base, and Jacob Godman, the only man who has the number of Batista, has a one-out double. Tying run to the plate, top of the order, Isaiah Drake is hitting. Batista is now at 61 pitches through 5 1/3. Patrick Leland's on the top step. Not coming to get Batista yet. Thought with a lefty, he might see it, and now time is called. Here is Patrick Leland. They want the lefty-lefty matchup for Isaiah Drake. They will not let Drake see Batista for a third time. Leland clapping his hands as he goes to get Aldrin Batista, but Tommy Vail coming on. We'll tell you all about the newest cannonball reliever when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
5 1/3 innings of one-hit baseball for the starter, Aldrin Batista. He struck out 7, walked just 1, in line for the win if things hold the way they are. New arm is the lefty, Tommy Vail. Played 6 years of college ball at three different universities before signing as an undrafted free agent in the offseason. This will be his second appearance with the Cannonballers. Went an inning in the third against the Charleston River Dogs on opening weekend. Two walks, two Ks, but no hits. Facing the lefty Isaiah Drake, who's a tying run in the top of the sixth. Drake has struck out twice. Vail from the left side. Godman being held on at second. First pitch slider hit up the middle. In into center field for a base hit. Godman's being waved around. A Sean has a cannon. The throw to the plate is in plenty of time to get Godman. Godman got a late jump. Winston Sawyer was very aggressive in sending him. And Albertson, a Sean, shows off the plus arm for the out at home plate. Isaiah Drake advances to second on the throw, but Winston Sawyer a little bit more than he bargained for. Jacob Godman was just touching third base when Albertson Asian grabbed the ball in medium depth center field. Asian fires a one-hop strike to the catcher Pineda, and he was out by a step and a half. Godman's cut down for the second out of the inning. That closes the book on Batista officially, so he will go 5 1/3 scoreless. The runner at second, Drake, is the responsibility of Vail. He's Jace Grady, switch hitter. Sees a slider miss inside, 1-0. Vail started his career at Notre Dame, three seasons there, went to TCU for a year, and finished his career at Auburn as a starter. Primarily a reliever his first 4 years. Popped up behind first. Kane drifting back, backpedaling, gives way to the second baseman, Sanchez. He leans back and makes the catch. So the out at the plate, out on the bases, proves to be costly for the Green Jackets. Grady pops up. The inning ends, and Drake is stranded out at second. Six scoreless frames between Batista and Vail for the Cannonballers.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Will Silva's night is finished. An inning and a third, a hit, two runs, one earned. And he turns it over to Adam Shoemaker, his second relief appearance. Went four scoreless innings with six strikeouts, getting the win on opening night against the Columbia Fireflies. And he'll likely to provide some longevity here in the bottom of the sixth. Kannapolis leading 2-0, out hitting the Green Jackets 4-2. Righty now throwing in the pen for the Cannonballers. Shoemaker give you fastball, slider, and changeup. First pitch, chopped to shallow second base. McGee charging in. There's no chance to make a play, and an infield single for Ronnie Hernandez. Hernandez is now 2-for-3, an excuse-me swing, basically a swinging bunt, but it perfectly splits the defender. Shoemaker on the mound. Verdung at first and McGee at third. Nobody had a good look. Nobody had a good angle. And so Hernandez is on with a leadoff knock. Finishing our look at the Carolina League, Charleston is up on Fayetteville 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Fayetteville currently atop the Southern Division with a 4-1 record. Delmarva's gotten a run back against Salem as the Shorebirds look for their first win of the season. It's 3-1 with two men on, now 3-2 with two men on. for the Shorebirds. First pitch misses inside to Luis Pineda. Fastball at 90. Myrtle Beach and the Fireflies have gone to extras in each of the last two games. And surprise, surprise, the Pelicans and Fireflies are tied at three, but it's early, bottom of the second. Changeup wave through. Pineda leans back as he was out in front of the off-speed from the 6'6 lefty Shoemaker. Rain has slowed down slightly. Wind is still going out towards left center field. The pitch to Pineda misses. No, finds the outside corner. Another late call off the outside corner on Pineda. Makes the count 1-2 with nobody out. Pineda has grounded out and grounded into a fielder's choice to end the inning. 0-2. Pitch from Shoemaker out of the stretch. Changeup softly hit to third. Another tough play this time for Figueroa. Low throw is in time. Nice play by Figueroa. Runner does move up. Insurance run into scoring position. Ronnie Hernandez moves to second. Pineda set down on the ground for the third time. Mikey Kane reached on an error to start the fifth. Came around to score on the RBI single from Riku Nishida. 0-2 with two ground balls. The error that was called on Luis Sanchez was the 12th of this series for the Green Jackets. And probably the most ticky-tack, a barrel that was knocked down by the young third baseman. Just couldn't quite corral the deflection. Changeup misses low and away to the right-handed hitting first baseman Kane, who's 1-for-9 this series. Shoemaker to the belt. Gives a check of the runner at second. High leg kick at home. Just off the outside corner with the changeup at 85. Shoemaker spent all of last season with the Green Jackets, very familiar with the level. 22 games, 14 starts. He went 2-7. ERA just a tick above 6. Command was the problem. Shoemaker breaking ball fouled off the ankle of Mikey Kane out of Oregon State. Shoemaker out of Cambridge, Ontario, drafted in the high school ranks from St. Benedict in the 11th round of 2021 to pull him away from a collegiate commitment. Shoemaker, although he's repeating the level, much like Fuentes, who started, still a lot of room for growth. He'll be 21 for the majority of this season. Change up, fouled away again by Kane, 2-2. Righty going now at full speed in the pen for the Cannonballers. Can't give you a confirmation of exactly who it is. Two and two. But first, Shoemaker will step off. Second baseman Cam McGee holding the runner on, moving in and out with Ronnie Hernandez. Catcher turned DH, not a huge threat to go anywhere. 2-2. In the dirt, blocked well by Godman. Green Jackets had a chance to potentially put a run on the board in the top of the sixth. Had a one-out double from Jacob Godman. Isaiah Drake then laced a single into center field, but Godman got a late break. Manager Winston Sawyer's coaching third. Sawyer sent him home regardless. And Godman was cut down on the strong throw from Albert Sinisian, who far and away has the best arm out of the three outfielders. Fastball waved at and missed. More two-seam run than we've seen on any pitch from Shoemaker this season. Got Kane flailing in the other batter's box. First K of the day for Shoey. After the leadoff single, back-to-back men retired for Adam Shoemaker. Here's Javier Mora. Hit by a pitch and scored in the fifth. Mora 0-for-1, he's 0-for-5 in the series. Fastball misses high from Shoemaker. Command faltered in his last outing a small amount down the stretch, but he still kept himself controlled, locked in, ended up with just one walk and six strikeouts. Scattered three hits in that four innings of work where he got the win in relief. 1-0 waved at. Back pick from Godman. McGee wasn't on the base. He's able to run in behind second and make the catch to avoid the ball going into center field. Robert Gonzalez, the center fielder, was crashing in for backup as well. The rain may have stopped, but the winds only increased. Now the batter's eye rippling from side to side, waving slightly behind center field. 1-1 misses out with the curveball. It's a big overhand 12-6. Called a slider by Shoemaker, but it has more depth than it does glove side movement. Could be Manuel Veloz throwing. Believe that's who it was in the Cannonballers bullpen. 2-1 on Javier Mora. Popped up towards that Kannapolis bullpen and back into the stands. That'll fall about seven rows deep. Will Verdung giving chase, especially with the wind. You never know how much a ball will run back. That one dies. 2-2 on Mora. Mora signed in 2020 out of San Felipe, Venezuela. Still just 21 years of age. Hitting from the right side against Shoemaker. 2-2 delivery. On the ground to short, Figueroa on a pair of hops. High throw, Verdung stretches, makes the catch, holds the bag, and the side is retired. Shoemaker an infield single, and then three straight outs. Strands the man Ronnie Hernandez at second base. We are through six frames of work here at Atrium Health Ballpark, and it's the Cannonballers 2, the Green Jackets 0, as they look to make it three straight wins.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Cannonballers will indeed turn it over to a new arm. It is Manuel Veloz, 23-year-old righty out of San Carlos, Venezuela. Veloz will face 3-4-5 Sanchez, Verdung, and Gonzalez in the top of the seventh for the Augusta Green Jackets. Tommy Vail comes on, faces two batters, a single but an out at the plate, and then a ground out. First pitch from Manuel Veloz misses outside with a fastball at 91. Veloz was up in Winston-Salem, high A for the White Sox for the majority of 2023. Sanchez rips this one into right center, a line and a dive, and it's past Caden Connor into the wall. Center fielder, a CNS to cut it off. Sanchez thinking about three into the cutoff, and he's in standing. Luis Sanchez, a leadoff triple, and that's the risk you play when you go diving into the gap. Caden Connor had a bead on it. He was playing shallow. But it was a top spinning line drive from Sanchez. Ball drops right beneath the mitt, and it trickled all the way to the deepest part of the ballpark. If you're unfamiliar with Atrium Health Ballpark, the fence juts out rapidly towards center field when you get to the left and right center gap. A long well out there, and that's exactly where it tricked into. Lead off triple, and here's Will Verdung. Veloz slider off the mitt of the catcher, running, coming home. Sanchez slides. He is safe. Didn't get very far. Passed ball on Pineda, and the run is in. Sanchez gets the Green Jackets on the board. Third game in a row in which the Green Jackets put their first run up in the back half of the ball game. It was the eighth two nights ago, the sixth yesterday here in the seventh. They make it a one-run day. So the count 1-0 on Will Verdung. Misses low and outside at 90. 2 balls and no strikes on Will Verdung, who struck out twice. Veloz was up in Charlotte to start this season. The Knights needed more pitching. Slider popped up towards first. Wind blowing it back towards fair territory. Didn't see it at first, but then Kane able to stutter back and make the catch for out number one. Opening weekend of the double, high A, and single A affiliates was the second series and first full week for the triple A teams. Charlotte saw the Norfolk Tides. The Norfolk Tides put up double-digit runs in 4 of those 6 ball games. So there were a lot of tired pitchers, and Veloz went up there. Worked 1 game, 2 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. Here's Robert Gonzalez. Fly ball into shallow center field. Charging on a see it, and he will not get there. So Robert Gonzalez has his first hit of the day. Gonzalez on as the tying run with 1 out in the top of the 7th. Gonzalez, the tying man for Lake Hare Figueroa. This is the 6th year and 5th season in the affiliate for Manuel Veloz. Pitched well at both Kannapolis and Winston-Salem last season. First pitch fouled back by Figueroa. 10 and 2 in 21 games in 1 start for the Cannonballers. Made 1 late appearance at Winston-Salem. 4 innings of relief for the Dash at the end of the season. Lake Hare Figueroa working 0-for-2. Veloz works from the stretch, rocks to a stop with the black glove at the belt. Runner goes. Slide step would have been tough, but it's fouled back. Pineda has a great arm, has cut down over 30% of base stealers in his career. Big league average is about 27, 28%. So a very trustworthy arm in Luis Pineda behind the dish. Gonzalez didn't have an overly large lead as Christian Edwards starts throwing in the pen for the Cannonballers. 0-2 on Figueroa. Gonzalez not going anywhere. Slider knocked down at short by Hernandez. No play anywhere. It's an infield single. A yeoman's effort from Arcee Hernandez to even keep that in the infield. But Gonzalez hustling to second. Figueroa booking it to first. Green Jackets have put a man on in 3 of the first 4 ABs in inning number 7. 2-1 ball game, but 2 on, 1 out for Cam McGee. McGee was the hero in the last Green Jackets win, had the walk-off in the 10th inning to send the home side happy on Saturday night against the Columbia Fireflies. So far tonight, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to the pitcher. First pitch to McGee, flown into left center field. A C-in went in, now he has to go back and he makes the catch and Gonzalez didn't tag. Gonzalez has to scamper back to second, he's there ahead of the throw. Robert Gonzalez was originally going to tag. He wanted to potentially test the arm of Asian. All of a sudden, Asian goes booking it back towards the warning track as the ball hit the jet stream. Gonzalez ended up taking 3 steps off of second and didn't have the capacity to tag. The throw came into second base, so had Gonzalez tagged, he would have been at third. It's an F8 officially, and here's P.O. Boucher, who has 2 hard-hit balls with nothing to show for it. 2 on, 2 out, top 7. First pitch fastball called a strike at 90. Gonzalez at second, Figueroa at first. Luis Sanchez led off the ball game, or led off this inning at least, with a triple. Came around to score 1 pitch later on the pass ball off the mitt of Pineda. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. 2 outs, top 7. Veloz delivers in a swing and a miss. Long swing from Boucher on a changeup. 0-2 on P.O. Boucher. Out of Southern Illinois University, Salukis in the Missouri Valley Conference. Spent 1 year there, was second team All-MVC. 0-2 on Boucher. Cranked into the net, foul. Right above where Jacob Godman standing in the on-deck circle in front of the third base dugout for the Green Jackets. Christian Edwards is still throwing quickly, but catcher has not yet gotten down in a crouch. So for now, the inning belongs to the reliever Veloz. Veloz high leg kick. Softly hit towards third. He'll go across the diamond to first. Boucher running hard, but not in time. Mora on to Kane, and the tying run is left out in scoring position. Green Jackets do break the ice. They bring home a run in the seventh. Luis Sanchez does it all himself, and Shoemaker back out to work after the stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Adam Shoemaker now pitching in a one-run ball game. The lefty will face 9-1 and 2. Wilbur Sanchez, Riku Nishida, and Albertson Asian. Noah Adcock Howe with you on Green Jackets Radio, MILB app, greenjacketsbaseball.com. We appreciate you tuning in with us for game three of the six-game set. Green Jackets have fallen in the first two, looking to keep it close and potentially find themselves with a come-from-behind win if they can get something done against the back end of this vaunted Cannonballers bullpen. Luis Sanchez putting the Jackets on the board with a triple and a pass ball in the top half. 2-1 score. Canapolis going 9-1-2 in the bottom. Wilbur Sanchez has walked and grounded out to second. First pitch swing, a fastball tipped off the mitt of Godman 0-1. Shoemaker from the left side has been slightly more effective against lefties than righties in a very limited sample size to both. Slider hit to shortstop. Figueroa gobbles it up. Extra shuffle, low throw, and pass for Dung. There's the second error of the day. It's Figueroa's third error of the weekend. It's the seventh error committed by a shortstop this weekend, and it is the 13th error in less than three games. Defense will just break your heart this week. Shoemaker now working from the stretch against the top of the order. The two errors have come against the 7-hitter and the 9-hitter. And Nishida nearly wore that one in the helmet flap. Nishida does have the extra Giancarlo Stanton-style mouth protector, an extension of the helmet on the front elbow and the front eye, able to push it out and protect the jawline a little bit more. Leans back away from a slider. It wasn't an intentional setup pitch on the high and tight, but it works for Shoemaker. Count even 1-1 on Nishida, who's singled, grounded out, and reached on a fielder's choice, 1-for-3. Shoemaker checking on the runner at first. Slider hit to first, Verdung to second for one. Figueroa back to first, not in time to get the speeding Nishida. Nishida's not an easy man to double up. It's the second time he reaches on a fielder's choice, but once again, it's Wilbur Sanchez who's cut off on the front half. One on, one out for Albertson Asian. Asian's had his fingerprints all over this ballgame. A single and a hit by pitch. He's 1-for-2. He also cut down what could have been the first Green Jackets run of the night. On a single up the middle from Isaiah Drake, he got Jacob Godman trying to advance to home. It was a gutsy send from Winston Sawyer, and it did not pay off. They'll pick over. First time Nishida's seen the move from the left-handed Shoemaker. Nishida has a rather large lead, but he was able to just spring back onto the pace. Shoemaker comes home. And the slider on the outside corner makes the count nothing and one. A Sien, for all his professional time, four seasons, 149 games, he's still just 22 years old. Has the chance to potentially move quickly this year. Drives it high and deep out to left center field. Boucher going back at the wall, and it's over his head into the corner. He'll pick it up, fire into the cutoff man. Nishida's heading home, and he is in standing up with no play. Albertson Asian continues to make his impact. RBI double for the center fielder. His first RBI of the series, gets the run right back. It's 3-1. And it's another unearned run given up by Augusta. Errors have been fast and furious this season, but they seem to come at the worst possible time. And the longer this series has dragged on, the better the Kannapolis offense has become at taking advantage. They make an error that starts off with the nine-hitter. The top of the order is designed to make you pay. A Sien at second, 3-1 game for Caden Connor. Connor, lefty-lefty, slices it into right center field. Runner going back. He didn't see it. It's over Jace Grady's head. Grady just lost it. Asian's going to score. Connor's heading to third, and Caden Connor's in with a stand-up triple. Jace Grady just lost that ball in the lights. He was running parallel to the plate. It burns over his head and all the way into the corner. A double and a triple on back-to-back swings. Caden Connor with an RBI. Asian comes home to make it 4-1. Second RBI on the first hit of the series for Caden Connor. Arcy Hernandez is 0-3. Infield is in everywhere. Now a 3-run lead. 4-1 the score. Largest lead of the night for the Cannonballers. No balls and a strike after the two-seam on the outside corner. Fastball misses out, 1-1. Hernandez is at short. Still looking for his first hit of the day. Went 2-for-4 yesterday and 0-for-4 in the opener. All four infielders have their toes on the grass. 1-1 misses low. Argsey's been the everyday shortstop. Hasn't come out of the lineup but for once. Facing Shoemaker for the first time. He's the last man to see the reliever. Ended the fifth with a double play, and then Shoey came on. Slider in the dirt, three balls and a strike on Arcy Hernandez. First base is open and would set up both a double play and a lefty-lefty matchup for Ronnie Hernandez. Ronnie Hernandez has singled in each of his last two appearances, including an infield single to greet Shoemaker to start off the sixth. Not there yet, however. 3-1 with one out on Arcy Hernandez. Shoemaker to the belt. From the stretch, the 3-1. Slider cued off the end of the bat and into the chest on a hop. Count goes full on Hernandez. Hernandez in his first season with the Cannonballers. After coming stateside in the Arizona Complex League last year, following 2 years in the Dominican Summer League. 3-2 to Hernandez. Got him swinging with a changeup. Way out in front of the off-speed. Hernandez was sitting fastball in a full count. Did not get it. Second strikeout for Shoemaker. Man at third. Two runs already home and two outs for Ronnie Hernandez. Hernandez reported to Kannapolis at the end of last season but did not play. Late on a fastball, mighty cut, eye high, 0-1. Hernandez played 45 games in the Complex League last year and hit .338 with 16 extra base hits and 36 RBIs. Penchant for doing damage. Again, chasing the high fastball. This time makes enough contact to spoil it, 0-2. Green Jackets will have 9-1-2. Hitting in the top of the eighth. They'll now be chasing three or more depending on the result of this inning. Caden Connor about a third of the way, now halfway down the line, trying to draw the attention of Shoemaker, who misses up and in, 2-2. Christian Edwards likely to have the eighth. He's been warming for the duration of this half inning as well as the start of the top of the seventh. Shoemaker, deep breath, delivers a slider outside. 2-2 now on Ronnie Hernandez. Godman takes a gander at where the batter sets up and relays the signs to Shoemaker. Godman sets up on the outer third. 2-2, Shoemaker delivers. Check swing popped up towards the Green Jackets dugout. Godman gives chase. It hits right off the railing and into the bench safely. Garrett Bauman had to go diving away from danger. Can't be having tomorrow's starter in any type of jeopardy. Bauman will get the ball tomorrow for his second start of the season. Got the opening night nod at home and went four innings, allowing just one unearned run and two hits. Shoemaker 2-2 once again. Fastball up, count goes full. Bauman will go toe-to-toe with Seth Keener, third-round righty out of the high school ranks. He's the only top 30 prospect on the roster. Breaking ball chopped towards the pitcher's mound. Shoemaker gathers, fires nearly into the running lane, but an athletic play by Will Verdung to make the catch while avoiding getting trampled. Two runs, one unearned. Story of the week. 4-1 Cannonballers, six outs to work with for the Green Jackets, who have been swinging much better over the last few innings.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Christian Edwards out of Jacksonville State will take the mound for his second appearance of the season. Went two-thirds of an inning on opening weekend. Good to see him back after missing all of 2023, recovering from injury. Last through in 22, 28 games between the ACL and Kannapolis, with 5.86 ERA. He'll face Godman, Drake, and Grady, 9-1-2, right-left switch against the righty Edwards. First pitch, breaking ball in the knees to Godman. A walk and a double for Jacob Godman. Only man yet to be retired on either side. Edwards out of Columbia, South Carolina. Went to school at Jacksonville State. Misses high with a fastball at 91. Four strong seasons primarily as a reliever for the Gamecocks. Not his hometown Gamecocks, but the only other D1 school with that mascot. Works from the first base side of the rubber, out of the stretch, the 2-0. Top of the zone called a strike on Godman, who disagrees with Dominic Romero. 63 games, just 11 starts in four seasons with the Gamecocks at a 3-1-3 record, 15-8. And 11 saves with that just above 3 ERA. Very effective at JSU. 2-1 Changeup slows down the bat of Godman, and he pops it onto the concourse. Down the right field line, two balls and two strikes. Godman shuffles into the zone. 2-2, ready to hit. Edwards delivers. Upstairs, count goes full. Edwards was drafted in the 11th round in 2021. The numbers at JSU were strong, but he did just as well in the collegiate summer ranks, and that's really where you make your money in front of scouts. 3-2 on the nine hitter. Full count to Godman. Popped up again towards first. In and out for Kane. Backpedaling, and he makes the catch for out number one. Lineup flips over for Isaiah Drake, who's 1-for-3. 0-for-2 against righties, 1-for-1 against the lefty. Had a knock off of Vail. Edwards, in his two collegiate summers, after his sophomore season, split time between the Waynesboro Generals of the Valley League and the Falmouth Commodores of the Cape Cod League. 8 outings between the two teams and a sub-1 ERA. Drake lets it go high. 2020, nearly every collegiate summer league, save from the Texas League and a few small local leagues, were shut down. But that didn't mean that there wasn't baseball to be played. A lot of teams able to create secondary leagues of their own volition. 1-0. Fastball just outside to Drake, 2-0. Edwards was already home in his native Columbia, so he just went 25 miles outside the city to the Lexington County Blowfish, my old stomping grounds the last two summers. 2020, the Blowfish put together a three-team league with the Purple Martins and the Bomb Island Bombers. He pitched for the primary Blowfish side as Drake fouls this one away and was great in that. 7 games, 10 innings, and just 2 earned runs. You prove yourself in those type of situations. That's generally where scouts can take the most notice because it's consolidated talent, especially with his time for Falmouth in the Cape. 2-1 on Isaiah, 18-year-old DH. Will spend about two-thirds of this season at age 18. One of the youngest players on the active roster for Augusta. Drake waiting from the left side. 2-1 a little bit late. Long swing from the left-handed hitter. Fastball at 93. That's the highest we've seen it from Edwards in this inning. Nobody throwing in the pen for Augusta. Seems like Shoemaker will take himself into the bottom of the eighth for his third inning of work. He'll face 6-7-8, Pineda Kane Mora. 2-2 to Isaiah Drake. Slider misses low and in. Skirts around the back foot. Jace Grady is on deck. Kannapolis got 2 runs back in the bottom of the seventh after Augusta struck for their only time so far today. 4-1 score in favor of the home side Cannonballers. 3-2, chopped towards first base. Another chance in a busy evening for Mikey Kane. His first appearance at first thus far this week. Makes the play routinely. Takes it himself for out number two. Here's Jace Grady, who's 0-for-3. Back hitting from the left side. Switch hitting right fielder from Dallas Baptist popped up to first base in his lone right-handed appearance against Tommy Vail. Struck out twice against the right-handed Aldrin Batista, who started this game with 5 1/3 innings of one-hit, no-run baseball where he struck out 7. Only man to reach off of him was Jacob Godman, who walked and doubled. First pitch from Edwards bounces softly in. Grady adjusts the helmet. Brings the reddish-brown bat back behind the left ear. High fastball. Grady watches it roll past 2-0. Grady 1-for-7 this series. Did not appear yesterday. Back in right field today. As Drake moves to the DH, Robert Gonzalez, yesterday's right fielder, is out in center field. Grady, the 2-0 offering, watches it a little bit off the outside corner. Grady in the driver's seat likely will have the take sign on. No matter how far the ball goes, it can't get all 3 runs back with one swing. Luis Sanchez is on deck. He had the triple. Came around to score the only run in the seventh. Taking all the way for certain. And change up in at 85. Grady still plus two. Three balls, one strike. Edwards slightly closed from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. High leg kick and misses outside with the changeup. First free pass issued of the season for Edwards. Gives Luis Sanchez a chance to replicate what he did previously. Sanchez's last time up ripped a line drive into right center field. An aggressive dive from Caden Connor trying to make a highlight reel play. Ended up just a little bit away from where he needed to find the glove. Ball rolled all the way into that artificially created corner in right center field from where the fence just juts in out in right center field. They've got a bar out beyond right center field, extra lines of seating, so that's the most shallow part of the power alleys on either side. Served itself all the way there. Sanchez into third, and one pitch later on a pass ball, he was home. Man at first, two down. First pitch to Luis Sanchez. Takes a mighty cut and fouls it off the mask of the catcher, Pineda. Garrett Wright, who got the save on Tuesday, is starting to throw in the pen for Kannapolis. Could very well have a chance to earn his third save of the season. Runner goes from first and fouled back by Sanchez. We mentioned Grady has plus speed, but hasn't had the chance to show it off yet. That would have been his first stolen base had it been successful. Green Jackets have not yet attempted a steal tonight off of Pineda. A few different men have tried, but all the pitches have been fouled back. 0-2 on the Green Jackets third baseman, Luis Sanchez, facing off against Christian Edwards. Edwards a long hold, slider. Check swing, they'll appeal out to second base where Perry Swartz is located, and Swartz says no, sir. Doubling back to the seventh inning, that pass ball has been called a wild pitch, so the run will be earned, charged to Manuel Veloz. Ballers lead 4-1, looking to post a zero top eight. 1-2 on Sanchez, runner stays, fastball high, Sanchez can't stop himself from chasing. First K of the day for Luis Sanchez. Edwards gets a punch out on his resume. And we head to the bottom of the eighth. Kannapolis 4, Augusta 1. Green Jackets 3 outs away from falling for the fourth straight night.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Adam Shoemaker back to work. Pineda, Kane, Mora, 6-7-8. Facing off against the stout lefty. Pineda so far 0 for 3 with 3 ground balls. Looking to get himself on the right side of things after going 1 for 8 in the first two games of the series. One run, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Green Jackets. 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Cannonballers. Shoemaker's first pitch fastball is throttled back over everything by Luis Pineda. Take a look at the family dinner. We'll go around the organization. Biloxi finally able to get back in action. They lost 4-1 against the Mississippi Braves. M Braves getting on the board for their second consecutive win after starting the season 0-3. Slider fouled back. Mississippi winning game one of the doubleheader, 4-1. Game two supposed to get started here in just a few minutes. Gwinnett's leading the Omaha Storm Chasers 4-0 in Papillion, Nebraska. Stripers have looked great, and Omaha, through the first three frames, is hitless. 0-2 on Luis Pineda. Schumacher from the windup, swing and a miss. High fastball, Pineda can't lay off. Third strikeout for Shoemaker. He's had one in each inning. Mikey Kane steps up. Hudson Valley and Rome may never play again. They're postponed for the third night in a row. Tonight was supposed to be a doubleheader, and now neither of them are going to come to pass. We'll see if Gavin Booker ever can get on the air for his home debut as the new number one for the Rome Emperors. All love to Gavin Booker. Would love to see him get a chance. Mother Nature less inclined to give the guy a shot. First pitch changeup 1-0. Braves don't really want to talk about it. Lost 16-4 to the Mets this afternoon. Fastball called a strike. Seven runs in the first three inning from the Mets. Anytime you have a player making his team debut as a pitcher when he's a position player, not the most thrilling of situations. Breaking ball out 1-1. 2-1, excuse me. Garrett Wright continues to throw in the pen for the Cannonballers. Closer out of TCU is liable to get his third chance at a save situation. He's 2-for-2 in the early aughts of the season. 2-1, mighty late on a fastball from Mikey Kane. Shoemaker's given up two runs, one earned in three hits with three strikeouts so far. Couple loud sounds from the heart of the order. Asian and Caden Connor going back-to-back extra base hits to bring those runners home. Fastball eye level lets the count go full. Mikey Kane 0-for-3 on the day. Reached on an error and scored the first run of the day back in the fifth. It was a pitcher's duel up to that point, but an error gave a chance. Slider in the dirt. Kane helicopters through it. Second strikeout in as many at-bats against Shoemaker. Four Ks for Adam Shoemaker. Here's Javier Mora, 0-for-2 with a hit-by-pitch. Green Jackets back at home on Tuesday for the first of six games in the second homestand. First full six-game set of the series at SRP Park. They'll host the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch slider misses low and away, but it's waved through. So it's strike one. Mora goes chasing. Green Jackets have a whole lot of exciting things for those of y'all close enough to potentially make the drive. Dinosaur Day on Sunday. Reading Program Day. Teacher Appreciation Night. Slider in the dirt 1-1. And the first alternate identity of the season on April 20th this Saturday in partnership with MILB's The Nine program, honoring black baseball across America and the minor leagues. Green Jackets will become the Augusta Rams for one night only, honoring the 1954 Augusta Rams and Leonard Hunt, first black player to play professional, affiliated, and organized baseball in the Augusta area. Two balls and a strike back here on Javier Mora. Breaking ball off the outside edge, ball three. Wilbur Sanchez waits on deck. He's been on base twice but is 0-for-2, reached on a walk and an error, along with a pure ground out. Both times he's reached, he's been punched out at second on a fielder's choice. Fastball outside. Shoemaker allows his first walk of the day and second walk of the season. We will get a look at Sanchez. Green Jackets will 4-5-6. Verdun, Gonzalez, and Figueroa against Blake Wright. Garrett Wright, excuse me. Figueroa, the only one of those three to have seen him so far. Called a strike. Sanchez, in his first appearance of the series, saw one game of action in the Charleston three-game set opening weekend down at Riley Park. Out on the water, breaking ball out, 1-1. Bauman versus Seth Keener tomorrow in a good pitching matchup. Two highly regarded righties. Bauman out of the high school ranks, Oviedo native, Hagerty High School product, looking to be the latest in a long line of Hagerty alums to make their way to the bigs. Included Riley Green, Vaughn Grissom, and Ryan Mountcastle. Time called after the miss to make it 2-1. Jacob Godman trying to settle down Shoemaker. As we already said, Wake Forest's own Seth Keener, the only top 30 prospect currently on the roster according to MLB Pipeline. We'll get a good look at Keener, who will look to continue what's been a fantastic run of starting for the Cannonballers. All three starters in this series for Kannapolis have gone 5 scoreless innings. Bautista went 5 1/3, adding that extra out to just one up the first two starters. 2-1, Shoemaker's breaking ball finds the outside edge, much to the chagrin of Wilbur Sanchez. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 4-1 game, bottom 8. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, Green Jackets will need to make some sort of comeback to avoid dropping their 4th in a row, falling to 2-4. Fastball popped up into the lower bowl. Came hooking back late with the breeze still blowing out to left center field, but about 4 rows deep nonetheless. Keener went 5 innings, 1 hit, 7 strikeouts in his first appearance of the season on opening night. A game that Kannapolis ended up losing, but to no fault of Seth Keener. It'll be a great time to get a look at him. 2-2, off-speed, strike 3. 3 Ks and a walk in the inning for Adam Shoemaker. Right coming on. Green Jackets have Verdun, Gonzalez, and Figueroa. 4-5-6 to see if they can come back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
It's Blake Wright out of TCU for his 3rd save attempt of the season. Went a perfect 2-for-2 in his first 2 tries. Garrett Wright has saves on April the 6th against Charleston and April the 9th against Augusta. Both times he did not allow a base runner and has struck out 3 of the 6 batters he's faced. Blake Air Figueroa is in the hole, and he saw Figueroa in that game Tuesday. But it's Will Verdung III who's 0-for-3 as the first baseman leading off. Garrett Wright was TCU's closer and was darn good at it. Still went in just the 20th round, final round of 2023's draft. Did not appear last season after being drafted at any level. First pitch misses high at 88. Wright goes fastball, slider, and curveball. And mixes all 3 well, if memory serves, from what he was capable of doing on Tuesday afternoon. Target away. Fastball comes to the inside corner at 94. Slider was 88 on the first pitch. Very sharp, late moving. Breaking ball down. There is that sharp slider. 2 balls and a strike on Verdun. Right out of the stretch, runs in and nearly catches a piece of Verdun. Fastball around the elbow guard. three balls and a strike. Command was the only real hitch with Garrett Wright when he was at TCU, but he was able to lock back in for most of his final season, and he's been dynamite to start off this year. Gets a cut on a slider dropping right below the bat. Verdung fooled. He's seen three out of five sliders in terms of potential pitches. And the sliders have been the most effective opportunity so far for Wright. Right, left, right, Verdung, Gonzalez, Figueroa. Target in. Slider, strike three off the outside corner. Got him chasing. Third strikeout of Will Verdung today. Had a feeling it was going to be slider there. But it's so sharp and so late in terms of movement that Verdung couldn't hold off. Robert Gonzalez is one for three. Blooped a fly ball in front of the center fielder, Asian, in his last time up. First pitch to Gonzalez down the third baseline and past the third baseman into left field. Gonzalez heading for second. Nishida fires in all the way there, and safe is the call. Nishida one hops the throw in. Gonzalez didn't slide. He thought he was in there standing up. Ended up being a near bang-bang play, but Gonzalez is on nonetheless with his second hit in as many tries. Infield was shifting Gonzalez to pull, and he's able to just guide the outside pitch down the left field line. Hugs the third base bag and stays fair all the way towards the corner. One on, one out for Lake Hare Figueroa. Figueroa at shortstop today. He's one for three. Struck out swinging against Garrett Wright to end the game on Tuesday night. Slider down. Took a bit more off. That might have been the actual curveball based on the fact that it showed up at 83 rather than 89 on the stadium gun. Gonzalez at second, one out, top nine, 4-1 cannonballers. Figueroa late and fouls it away. Figueroa lined out in his last at bat. Stands slightly open from the right side. Now opens up a bit more, breaking ball, fouled back. Off the underside of the overhang, providing shade and rain relief to the suites on the first base side. Another satisfying metal claim, but the count is 1-2. And if past patterns serve, Figueroa likely should be looking breaking ball. Target is up. Fastball bucks the trend. Good setup pitch, but Figueroa is in time to foul it away. Lake Hare Figueroa steps back in. 19-year-old infielder from Venezuela. Facing off against Wright, the 22-year-old righty from Texas. Slider into left field, has some carry out towards the gap, but Nishida is underneath it. And he makes the catch in front of the warning track. Well hit out number two. Nishida sets down Figueroa, and all hopes for a comeback rest upon the shoulders of Cam McGee. McGee is 0 for 3. His three-game on-base streak in jeopardy had reached safely and successfully in all three games he had played this season. Strikeout, a ground out, and a fly out to center field. Gonzalez not being held on. One hop to short, shifted that direction for Hernandez. He fires on to first, and that's the ball game. Kannapolis wins a third straight game against the Augusta Green Jackets. Final lines before we step away. Augusta 162, Kannapolis 471. But the Green Jackets offense could not solve the starter for the third night in a row. Aldrin Batista was dynamic, and the bullpen stays strong enough to post the fourth game in a row and third against the Cannonballers, in which the Green Jackets put up just one run. We'll be right back with the postgame show on GJ Radio.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fall for the fourth consecutive ball game. They've put up one in each of those last four, and they've made more errors than runs scored in each of the three matchups with Kannapolis. Post-game show, we'll take a look. One run, six hits, two errors, and six left on base for the Green Jackets. Kannapolis, four runs, six hits, one error, and they leave on seven, including one in each of the last six innings. The win goes to Aldrin Batista, and boy, was he phenomenal. 5 1/3, one hit, one walk, no runs, and seven Ks. His 2024 debut was a beauty. Struck out six of the first nine batters he faced and just was not a problem that Augusta's offense could solve. The loss goes to Will Silva. He allows two runs, one earned, and one hit in an inning and a third of relief. So Silva takes his first decision of the year, falls to 0-1. And Garrett Wright, three saves in three tries, allows a one-out double to Robert Gonzalez on the backside, but that's it. Augusta's offense has not been able to string together long innings all season. They've never had an inning with more than six batters coming to the plate. Hitting coach Einar Diaz, manager Winston Sawyer, they're familiar with a lot of these players, especially the young hitters, and they knew coming in that there was going to be a learning curve. They have one of the youngest offenses in the league. And the everyday players up and down the lineup, 18, 19, 19, 20, Sanchez, Figueroa, Benitez, Drake, those are four of your most highly regarded position players. Only one of them breaking the age 20 marker, and that was Sanchez, who turned 20 in January. Verdung still just 20 years old. Robert Gonzalez is just 19. Alexander Martinez, who's been seeing substantial time behind the plate, is 19 as well. So the offense is going to come along as this season goes a little bit closer. Green Jackets just continue to find ways to keep it close. The pitching has been fantastic. Didier Fuentes, 3 2/3, no runs allowed. He got lifted when he hit his pitch count and was then promptly finished up. Silva got the out to end the fourth. Shoemaker, three innings, three hits, two runs, one earned, a walk, and five strikeouts. You know Shuey will be frustrated just because of how he carries himself in terms of allowing the two runs and the one earned with a couple barrels in the seventh. But Shoemaker's command has been substantially better this season, just two walks in seven innings after struggling with the free passes last year. Augusta gets a couple different times on base from Jacob Godman, but nobody with multiple hits, except for Robert Gonzalez, who went 2 for 4, knocking a single in the seventh and a double in the ninth. One last look at the Carolina League. Charleston still leading Fayetteville 2-0 at the end of the seventh. If that score holds, the Cannonballers will now be tied with the Woodpeckers at 4-2 atop the Southern Division. Salem got a run back. They're now leading the Shorebirds 4-2 in the top of the seventh at Purdue Stadium. Myrtle Beach leading the Fireflies 6-5 in Columbia in the bottom of the fifth. But the Fireflies have two on, nobody out, so they could very well make that game interesting. As we mentioned, they've had free baseball in both of the first two games of the six-game set. Down East got postponed at Carolina, and Fredericksburg got postponed at Lynchburg. And, of course, we have gone final here 4-1. Tomorrow is a 7:05 first pitch. It'll be the first 7 o'clock start of the series. 7:05 tomorrow and Saturday before a 1:30 affair on Sunday. Weather looks beautiful all weekend long. And Garrett Bauman, the 6'8 righty out of Oviedo, Florida, will take the hill for his second start of the season against Seth Keener, the righty out of Wake Forest. Both of those players did not allow an earned run in their season debut. Keener just one hit allowed. Bauman two hits and an unearned run in one less inning. But the Green Jackets officially on a streak, the wrong kind of streak. They've lost four in a row. They've lost three in a row to Kannapolis, who have won four in a row themselves. Two teams going in opposite directions. But the offense continues to improve, especially in the late innings. Next trick is to be able to find ways to manufacture some offense off of the starter, because the combination of Drew McDaniel, Jake Peppers, and now Aldrin Batista have gone 15 and a third innings scoreless as the three starters so far this series. We'll be live just a few minutes before first pitch tomorrow, 7:05. We expect to go live around 6:55 here on Green Jackets Radio, and we certainly hope to have you tune in. Expecting a strong crowd, which means high energy and a beautiful night at the ballpark here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. And another great pitching matchup. Garrett Bauman, Seth Keener, toe-to-toe here in the Tower City. Green Jackets fall 4-1, one run for the fourth game in a row, and Kannapolis does just enough to take advantage and win their fourth straight, third straight against your Augusta Green Jackets. I've been Noah Adcock-Howe. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night.